This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Oh, hey, kiddo. How was the hill?
Educational.
Oh, learn a new trick?
Yeah, the trick to a happy, fulfilling life, maybe. I learned that mountain air unleashes my inner peace. And rip and pow, well, the whole crew's all, yoo! Induces spontaneous joy.
Okay, that's nice.
The Icon Pass lets you do you at 50 destinations worldwide from $249 adult. Drop in for next winter now and save at iconpass.com.
¿Quieres saber un secreto? Ahorrar para el futuro no es tan difícil. Travis Credit Union lo hace más fácil. Abre una cuenta del mercado monetario Jumpstart para ganar la tasa más alta con el saldo más bajo. Es una manera rápida de ahorrar y un camino seguro hacia tu propio futuro. ¿No es inteligente? Más información en traviscu.org/jumpstart. Pueden aplicar calificaciones de membresía y otros requisitos. Asegurado a nivel federal por NCUA.
I woke up one day older, just like 10,000 days before. Once I'm hearing a quiet knocking on my door. Creation celebration, I will let them pass me by. And nothing ventured, nothing gained. But all I see is loss and pain, so screw it. Just another fading day.
Episode 1. Welcome to Selkirk.
You heading out, Vinketti?
Yeah, just gonna drop the garbage on my way.
Thanks, man. Hey, a few of us are gonna get drinks later. You should come out for once.
Nah, I'm good.
Big plans already?
Or something. Have a
Wait.
Good...
Nice try, buddy.
What?
Where's the cake?
Come on.
You know the rules. Your day, your leftovers. You want me to help carry it out to your car?
No, it's fine. I've got it.
You sure?
Mm-hmm. See you tomorrow.
Oh, hey.
What?
Happy birthday.
Come on, just fucking go through. Ha! Yeah. Happy birthday to me. Alex? Is that you? Hello? What in the...
Hey, leave a message.
Check-ins every hour, Garrett. Remember when you agreed to that 2 days ago? Pick up your phone.
Hey, leave a message.
Garrett? You have until I get back to the office and turn on the satellite tracker to return this call. If you haven't checked in by then, I'm making you responsible for all the paperwork this is going to generate. Unless you're already dead. If you're not dead, I got us California rolls from the grocery store. And don't think I won't eat yours if you make me activate search and rescue protocols for no reason. I'll call you back. Step away from the body and put your hands in the air. Do it! Now! Damn it!
Jody, hey. Sorry, I was just
There's been another attack. I'm in the laneway off Maple and Baker, behind Ferraro's. Pursuing a suspect.
Wait, you've got eyes on...
Get here now! Come on! Keep up!
Hey, watch where you're going!
Sorry! I almost had it.
I don't have to tell you my hometown's weird. Point to any town with less than 10,000 people anywhere in North America, and you're gonna hit weird. That's nothing special. What Selkirk's got that those other towns don't are the mountains. The Nelson Range to the south, the Kokanees to the west, the Purcells curving around the north and east. Look up from anywhere in town, and there's nothing to see but 3,500 meters of solid rock in any direction. Once you're here, there's not a single way in or out that doesn't still have snow in July and August. Mother Nature couldn't have walled us off much better if she tried. So you might drive through one of those other weird little towns on the way to something better, but no one comes to Selkirk by accident. No, you only come to a place like this when you're running from something. At first, it was your religious types, people who thought the middle of nowhere would be more welcoming than whatever part of Europe they were trying to get out of. Then in the 60s and 70s, it was Americans looking to hide from the draft. These days, it's mostly rich city people trying to get away from commutes and condos and having to see a homeless person once in a while. At least, that's how it looked to me most of my life. Turns out, I could have looked a little harder.
Jody, over here. Did ya?
Nothing. Same as always. Didn't even get close enough for a good look.
Did you get anything? Height, coloring?
Might be human size, so that means nothing. You look at the body yet?
No. I was... I guess I was hoping maybe you scared it off before it could.
No. couldn't even do that.
You recognize this one?
I didn't look. I didn't even think to check and see if there were still... Maybe I could have done something. But that thing was right there.
You had a split second to make a choice, and... We know what this thing does to its victims. No one's gonna blame you.
Sure. We should call the police.
You got your phone? Mine's at 2%.
Yeah. I'll do the honors.
That's weird.
What?
Do you smell that?
The blood? Hello? Yes? I'm calling to report a dead body. Yes, this is
Jody. What is up with you, buddy?
Yes, you can transfer me.
Yeah. Why don't we take a... I can see it. Man, ugh. Jody! Might want to get over here.
What?
He's alive. Hey, Claire. Anyone in the back booth?
Jesus, what happened to him?
He tripped.
Through a window? Yeah, the back booth's open.
Great. We'll take 3 shots of whiskey when you've got a second. And, do you got a towel? A wet towel?
I'll see what I can do.
All right. Okay, buddy. There you go. Just, bend your knees. Yeah, kinda like that. So, what are we gonna
do? Wake up! Time to talk!
Okay, we're doing that.
Where am I?
The Royal. Out by the bridge.
What?
The manager doesn't ask a lot of questions.
Did we drive here?
We weren't going to carry you. What's your name?
So, wait. You kidnapped me and you don't know my-
3 shots of whiskey and a wet towel. Wipe the blood off my seats when you're done this time.
You're the best, Claire.
Uh-huh.
Why did she say that about the blood?
Look down.
What the fuck?
Towel.
Whose blood is this?
Yours, probably.
What the fuck?
Take the towel.
Yeah, thanks.
Do you not remember your attacker?
My what?
Because if it were me and someone tore my throat open, I think I'd remember.
Hold on.
Wait. Okay. Do you smell that now? Kind of blue, black, and hazy on the back note.
Okay, I don't know what's happening here, but...
Shut up! Oh, that's interesting.
Isn't it?
Did you smell anything like this on the other bodies?
Bodies?
No. And I don't think I'd have missed that. I mean, probably not, right?
Depends. Did you have any of those special gummies before looking them over?
Hey, that was one edible, and I was fine to drive back to town.
Hey, listen to me! What is going on here?
You, might want your drink first.
Sure. Cheers.
So, tonight...
We found you on the ground behind the grocery store. Something had attacked you.
Something?
Do you remember a person?
It was... dark.
What do you remember seeing? Or hearing? Any details at all?
The lights started flickering and... There was this noise, like a whistling noise or something.
And then what?
I woke up and you guys were staring at me. And then I think I blacked out again.
That's it?
Sorry.
Do you have any enemies who might have wanted to kill you?
Any enemies?
Or anyone else with supernatural means?
Can we start over?
What about whoever cursed you?
Could How do you have... know about that?
No offense, dude. But I don't think there's an extra in Selkirk who can't smell it on you.
I... Smell?
He's had it long enough to go nosebine. Interesting.
You don't need to be embarrassed. It's not like you're the only curse in town. I don't know if you've been to the bookstore on Baker Street, but...
It took me 3 visits to realize they didn't sell incense.
Seriously. Most people are too polite to say anything.
You said something.
We're conducting an investigation. And, I'm sorry.
Is it possible the person who cursed you was involved in the attack?
No.
Why not?
Too early.
What does that mean?
Are either of you going to drink those?
Go ahead.
You said other people have been attacked. How many?
There were 3 attacks before tonight.
No. Nuh-uh. You're telling me 3 people got mauled by something in Selkirk, and I haven't heard anything? That doesn't happen.
Actually, 1 victim was Faye.
Okay. This is a joke, right? Someone hired you, one of the guys at work or something?
Jody, I don't think he knows.
There's a back room here, right? A bunch of guys and another cake.
Damn it, you're supposed to be keeping track of the locals.
He healed a severed artery. That should mean extra.
Oh, hey guys, very funny. If you're gonna sing happy birthday, you've got 5 minutes before I call
hey,
a cab.
Keep it down back there.
Maybe you should have my drink too.
Sure, why not? Anyway, you seem great. This was fun, but I'm gonna... Oh. Nope.
Ooh. What did you do to him?
I didn't do anything. He lost a lot of blood and drank 3 shots of whiskey.
Tony? Do you want me to help you back to your seat?
Uh-huh.
So, monsters are real. Magic is real. Fairies are real. Does that cover it all?
Dryads and nature spirits aren't fey or monsters.
We're going to confuse him if we get into taxonomy.
We mostly call anything sentient an extra anyway.
Extra?
Like a extra mundane?
What attacked you tonight was either an extra or a monster. We need to figure out which.
So are you guys... cops? Extra cops?
More like... park rangers?
We keep the non-sentient monsters from rooting through the garbage cans, and the people who don't know what's really going on from seeing things that wouldn't make them happy.
Right. So... Hey, these other extras or whatever that got attacked, what happened to them?
They all...
They died. You're our only witness.
Do you want another drink?
Tony, you okay?
Just a dream. Just a dream. I'm fine.
It's good you finally woke up. We're almost there.
Where's there again?
Man, that hangover's still getting to you, huh?
Yeah, something like that.
We're on the backside of Elephant Mountain.
How long was I out?
Pretty much the whole drive up. Hey, do you need some water or something? You're still looking pretty pale.
I'm fine. Can I smoke in here?
Wait until we're finished. The smell might scare them off.
Them?
Hold on. It might get bumpy for a couple of minutes.
Oh God. Remind me why we had to do this today?
You know why most people don't believe in magic, Tony?
Because it sounds insane?
Mm-hmm. How old were you when your parents told you they were the ones leaving presents out for you at Christmas?
7. My dad had just... No. Forget that. Santa Claus? That's your argument?
It's part of the bigger message. Magic doesn't exist. Monsters don't exist. It's all fairy stories. Whatever you might imagine, whatever you might wish for, none of it is real. Garrett, can you pull over?
Mm-hmm.
You did not say there would be exercise.
Don't worry. It's a short hike.
Come on. This way. When you believe in something, it changes you. But the opposite is true too. Tony, you've known that magic isn't real your whole life. All your friends and family know it. Most of the strangers you pass on the street know it. Once you know something, deep down, know it so well you don't even have to think about it, then it's not just that magic doesn't exist. Magic can't exist. Because magic isn't real.
That's it? Just denial?
You see what you need to see in order for the world to keep working in ways you understand. And until we fix that, you're not going to be able to help us the way we need you to. Not if we want to stop these attacks. Now, hold still. Listen.
What's that sound?
They're in the elderberry shrubs, by the river. We're lucky it's a cold spring. Usually they aren't still eating this late in the day.
Where are you? I don't see...
Hey. Here. Right there. Just by that leaf.
What? What are they?
They are magic.
Pixies, actually. Cool, eh?
Oh. My. God.
Yeah. Welcome to Selkirk, dude.
Hi, Parsley. This is Primrose for your 15-minute check-in. How's everything going out there? Over.
Nothing out here except some owls. You did not say over either. Over.
Parsley, you have to give me your detailed location. It's the Queen's orders. Over.
I'm on the south side of the Big Red Barn. I saw a brown owl at the south, east? East? Never eat soggy waffles. West! It was at the southwest corner. Is that better? Over. Primrose? Hello? Primrose? Over. Over? Over?
Thank you.
Episode 1 of Selkirk, Welcome to Selkirk, was written, directed, and produced by Andrea Clausen, with sound design by Aaron Bauman. Our logo was designed by Alex Yoon. Our theme song is Once Tomorrow by Josh Woodward, edited and condensed here by me, Andrea Clausen. You can find all of Josh's music at freemusicarchive.org, including the full version of Once Tomorrow. I'll leave a link in the show notes. Tony is voiced by Ben Moody. Alex is Puck Malamud. Jody is Nisa Najib. Garrett is Sam B. Wynn. Claire is Misha Bakshi. Primrose is Elisa Park. Parsley is Philomena Sherwood. The Angry Driver is Emily Juno. And Grocery Store Intercom is Alana McFall. Selkirk is... technically a production of the Procyon Podcast Network. To find out more about the shows Procyon makes, as well as find transcripts and cast information for this and all of our other podcasts, visit ProcyonPodcastNetwork.com. This pilot episode could not have happened without the generous support of the Me and AU Patreon community, so I just want to take a minute to thank all of you. Making this pilot has been just an absolute blast. So much that, you might want to keep following this feed. Or follow us on Twitter and Tumblr at MeAndAUPod to hear what we get up to next. For now, remember, you only see what you want to see.
Hey, kiddo, how was the hill? Did you learn anything?
Yeah, that ripping pow induces spontaneous joy.
The Icon Pass lets you do you at 50 destinations worldwide from $249 adult. Drop in for next winter now and save at iconpass.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
My friend Shayna was like, just so you know, everyone in the Villainous League is coming to kill you. And I was like, oh boy.
Imagine NPR in the MCU. The Daily Planet's style desk. Car talk for jetpacks.
It's these American supers.
100% invisible.
The speech bubble.
It's sequential.
The utility belt.
Superhuman Public Radio is a fiction podcast telling the hilarious and heartbreaking stories of people in a superpowered world.
I thought I was going to die.
An invisible car in Chicago?
Are we supervillains?
These are the stories that fall between the panels of comic books.
I think they knew that I didn't mean to do that to Arizona.
Wasabi!
Oh my God, Quantum!
He could kill himself!
Kid, I feel like you're not giving this problem your all.
No, no!
But yes, I guess most people would call them a death squad.
Ta-da. Superhuman Public Radio. Super human stories.
The only limits are your imagination, and I have a wild imagination.
New episodes every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is SPR.
Name the supervillain, and we've done the gig. But these Wall Street types that lackey answers to, yikes.